Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But on Sunday, the New York Giants get a chance to dust themselves off from the brutal loss to Denver and do something they haven't done in more than a decade. Beat that Eagle Tuchus again. Now, Tiki, tell me, are you confident that we can see that happen on Sunday?
You know why you're confident if you're a Giant fan? Hell, if you're the Giants themselves, it's because you just did it 2 weeks ago. And unfortunately, they've been riding the roller coaster in the Jackson Dart era. That is, play a good game and win, lose a horrible game. Play a good game and win, lose a horrible game. So now we're on the upswing. And so this should be the win weekend for the New York Giants. But I think more importantly, as we talked about the last time the Giants played the Eagles, this Eagles team is just, it's flawed. I'm not saying they're bad because they know how to win. And it's obvious that their record at 5-2. But they also aren't doing everything the same that they were when they won the championship a year ago. Their run game was explosive in 2024. Saquon Barkley was headed towards 2,000 yards. That's not the case this year. Their offensive line was as dominant from left tackle to right tackle as any in the NFL. It's not necessarily the case this year. Jalen Hurts felt like he could do anything. Didn't matter if you were asking him to throw it 40 times a game or run it 20 times a game. He was dominant. They're not that team that they were a year ago, and so they're beatable. And the Giants just beat them, so why would they fear them, I guess, is the way that we can think about it, because for years, as a fan and as a player even, you kind of just was like, man, we're never going to win.
Right.
We just can't beat this team. Now you know you can beat this team.
I'm going to give you two things that as a fan, as a football fan, would worry me going into Sunday.
Go ahead.
And you have the chance as a player to say, you are such a norm. None of that is true. Number one, the brutal loss. Now, right. You're right. The Giants have had a few of those already this year. The loss to New Orleans where they turn the ball over on five straight possessions, right, and lose a game that they should have had, a game they had a two-score lead in.
Self-inflicted.
Self-inflicted pain. To their credit, they responded. On a short week, they beat the Philadelphia Eagles, even the Dallas game, even though that was the start of a new era with Jackson Dart. There is a part of me that thinks in all sports, when you continue to get kicked in the groin with horrible losses, eventually you just don't respond. So that's just, you tell me, is that a real thing?
I mean, it is, but I think it happens when teams know that half the team's going to be gone or the coach is definitely going to be fired. You just stop believing. I don't think that this team has that makeup because there's so many players that are just young and figuring it out and still excited to go to do the next thing. Jackson Dart, he's excited to grow. Cam Scadaboo, excited to grow. Andrew Thomas is now consistently playing. He's been amazing. Of course, he wants to be the dominant player that he's always been. Brian Burns is trying to be one of the best in leading sackers in the NFL, right? You think about everything that everybody has to prove still. And I think more importantly, Evan, this Giant team is angry, right? They're angry. Mm. And sometimes it doesn't manifest itself the correct way. It comes off as, I'm angry at Shane Bowen. But this team is angry. They're angry because they know they should be better than what their 2-5 record tells the NFL viewing public that they are. And I think that motivates you. It makes you want to go prove it every single time you get an opportunity. And that next opportunity is against the Eagles, who you've already beaten.
And that's the other concern. That leads into concern number two. While the Eagles are flawed right now, and it doesn't mean they're going to end up flawed, doesn't mean they're not going to make the playoffs or win this division, or dare I say, win another Super Bowl.
They're 5-2, and they have a 2-game lead in the division.
Absolutely, which is a great thing for them. Despite their issues and flaws and locker room potential problems, they're 5-2 and in command of the NFC East. The Eagles are a better team than the Giants. Now, I would definitely say that the difference between the two teams has certainly been cut.
Yeah.
When we had this discussion a year ago, the difference between the Eagles and the Giants was greater than it is today. But I think we'd have to admit, the Eagles are still a better team. And pulling off the upset that they pulled off a few weeks ago, almost to me makes it even more difficult to do it again, especially in such a short period of time.
No, the Eagles are not taking the Giants for granted.
And they may have on that short week.
Of course they probably did. The Giants were bad. They had a rookie quarterback who was starting, and history tells you we're going to dominate this game. So I know it's a short week. You know what? Let's go through the motions for a little bit. That's not happening anymore. Right. And especially not happening after what we saw in Denver. And I'm not talking about the collapse. I'm talking about how for, I don't know, 80% of that game, they dominated the Denver Broncos.
Yes.
They dominated them. And then after the game, you even heard the Denver Broncos, Jonathan Cooper and Nick Benito, all those guys who were talking crap about the Giants were like, yeah, you know what? They handed it to us. We kind of got lucky winning this game. And Nick Benito, who was one of the best players in football, was a nothing against Andrew Thomas. So you're not taking the Giants for granted. You're not taking them as a weak puppy who can't find a way to win games. Because, one, you just lost to them. And, two, they're playing good football except when they hurt themselves.
That's why it's so challenging. This is a very, very challenging game.
I agree with you. But that's kind of what you want, though. Right? If you're the Giants, a character is built by games like this.
That's well said, but you know what I want as a fan? I want to freaking win.
Of course.
That's what I want.
100%. Because, that's all I care about.
Well, because
it's winning. It's why I got so upset last weekend when the Giants blew their opportunity by a series of unfortunate events.
Of course. And look, I think this way with all the teams I root for, and certainly even the teams I don't root for. We can sit here and rationally say this is not a playoff team. It's about next year. Yeah. It's not about this year. And I've said that before about teams I root for.
Right. You still want to win.
But you still want to win, and you still dream big.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you still, in the course of the action, say, yeah, it's about the big picture. Yeah, it's about 26 or 27. But while I'm here, can I win enough games to make the postseason, especially in any sport? Like the NFL.
Right.
Because the NFL is such a year-to-year proposition, and a part of that is how injuries can just completely derail a season and derail you. So while you're here and while you're playing good football, I want to make the playoffs.
Right.
So losing to the Denver Broncos or losing to the New Orleans Saints, I can't just go, rookies.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
It's all good for next year. Next year, we don't even know what next year looks like.
Team could be different. Coaching staff could be different.
The coaching staff very well
guys
could be different.
Get hurt. Like, anything can happen.
Well, you hit on it. Guys could get hurt. Like, right now, one of the things that has even the playing field talent-wise for the New York Giants over the last few weeks is Andrew Thomas.
100%.
You just called it. And Andrew Thomas is one of those guys where you cherish when he plays.
Right.
Because he hasn't been reliably healthy. So as long as Andrew Thomas is on the field...
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I better win these freaking games.
I hear you.
I don't know if he's going to be out there next week or the week after that or the week after that. So I haven't taken to this whole, hey, don't worry, it's just about the development of the quarterback. We'll worry about next year.
Yeah.
I want to win.
Well, and then I also wonder, I mean, you said the Eagles are a better team. And I guess I agree with that. But then I look at just the statistical analysis.
Right.
They're kind of the same. Offensively, rankings-wise, they're kind of the same. Defensively, I know the Eagles are better, and a lot of that is because of Vic Fangio, but the Eagles have 11 sacks as a team, right? Most by Ajomo, who has got three. Their leading sacker is three. They got 11 as a team. Brian Burns has 9
right
by himself. And so... Are they better?
Well, here's what, so you're right. Like, Tiki's not crazy or wrong when he says, hey, statistically, they ain't that far off. Right. I mean, you're right. If you break down the stats, like, the Eagles are 20th in offense, the Giants are 23rd. Mm-hmm. Tweedledee, Tweedledum.
Right.
I guess to me, where I see them as being significantly better is, as impressed as I am about the quarterback, Jalen Hurts is still a guy who's quarterbacked the team to two Super 100%. Bowls and has won a Super Bowl MVP.
And he probably could have won two.
As much as we all love Cam Scataboo, and it's great that he's at Madison Square Garden, Saquon Barkley hasn't had the greatest year ever. He's still Saquon Barkley.
Right.
And then forget the receivers. I mean, Malik Nabers isn't walking through that door. And despite all the possible issues behind the scenes, Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown still exist.
That's true.
And so Dallas Goedert still exists.
When you get into the details, why are you worried about details, man? When you get into details, you're right. It blows them away head-to-head. But, or not blow them away, but it's clearly an advantage head-to-head when you look at the Eagles from a position-to-position person. But I think ultimately it's a team game.
And of course.
The
of
Giants course. Just beat them, and you believe in a team game, you can always find a way to win.
Well, and the ultimate X factor in all of this is let's get back to Jackson Dart, because we are briefly into his NFL career. We are 4 weeks in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the guy screaming into the microphone, you got to sit him for the whole year. You got to take your time.
I didn't disagree with you, man.
And no, you didn't. A lot of people didn't. And guess what? I say it into the microphone.
I'm wrong.
I mean, because the kid looks ready.
Yes.
And so what is exciting and what is the unknown is, okay, how much better can he even get?
Right.
We've already seen a lot of good out of him. Like, one of the simple things that draws me in, if I'm a Giant fan, is how many times would we watch an opening drive go nowhere? How many times would we see a first quarter offense that gives you nothing? And now all of a sudden, opening drives are actually dangerous.
Right.
The Giants actually have a chance to take an early lead. So that simple thing has changed. And so it is exciting and wondering to know, how much better can it get?
Yeah.
He's already off to a good start through 4 weeks, but can this fifth game in Philadelphia against a team he's seen before, can it get even better? And yeah. I think that's a part of the unknown that's very exciting.
Well, so here's where I am with Jackson Dart. So we've seen that he's ready. You just said it. Is he ready to be an NFL quarterback? The answer is clearly yes.
Right.
Does the speed and the complexity and all these different things and all these really good, Vic Fangio, Vance Joseph, these good defensive coordinators have done to him, are they flummoxing him? Is he swimming in it? The answer is no, right? He's ready for it. But if he's going to be what we all want him to be, that's a great quarterback. It's got to click at some point. And I don't mean, oh, he's reading defense as well. Oh, he's making good pass. I mean, it starts to look like it's ordained or destined to always happen for him. Think about when Pat Mahomes, after his first year, he only played one game. Think about, I think it was probably 5 or 6 games in. It was like, dude, this kid is special. Like, Pat Mahomes is just, he gets it. He knows how to win games. That needs to happen for Jackson Dart. And I don't know when it's going to happen, but, and it might not. He might just be just as good above average quarterback.
Right, right.
Or he could be great. And you'll know that happens when they win games they're not supposed to, when he makes plays that just defy logic, and it puts your team in a position to win. That's where I am with Jackson Dart. It's early to be thinking about that next step, but why the hell not?
No,
he already looks like he knows what he's doing, so when are you taking that next step?
My only concern about Jackson Dart, and, like, I don't know if it's going to be top 5 quarterback in this league or simply in that range of 10 to 15. Like, yeah. A really good quarterback, but not that superstar franchise quarterback. Right. And it's probably, it may be years before we know the answer. The one thing I still feel kind of icky about, the one thing I'm concerned about is him staying healthy.
Mm.
That the way he plays this game, especially against a tough defense like Philadelphia, who will hit you.
Right.
And you'll feel it.
No doubt.
Is, does he stay out of the medical tent? Like, that's my concern. And I hate to sit here worrying about that every week. And maybe at some point I won't. Maybe the way he plays the game will, in my eyes, become almost safer. Right. Where I'm like, ah, you know, injuries happen, but I'm not worried about it. I still go into Sunday's game. And I remember Sean said this last week. He turned out to be wrong, thankfully. But I think it this week, like, all right, is he going to spend time in the tent?
Mm.
Now, if you're just tuning in, Brian Daboll and the Giants have been fined, right, as well as Cam Scataboo, have been fined for their actions with the medical tent two weeks ago.
It's a pretty good number, too. $315,000 collectively.
Yeah.
$200,000 to the team, $100,000 to Dabes, and $15,000 to
Scat. And that's because they take concussion protocol and the health of their players seriously, or at least they want you to think that they do.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to fine you heavily. But that is still like the underlying concern I have, that as talented as he is, does he stay on the field?
Right. But that's football. I chalk that up to football.
It is and it isn't. Like, yeah. Of course it's football. Like, guys can get hurt. Anybody can get hurt. 100%. But the way he plays the game, to me, lends to it happening potentially more.
No, it just it scares you a little bit. But I also don't worry about it until I have to worry about it. If he starts getting concussions or getting major injuries, then I'll worry about it. Right now, he survived it. It might be dumbass luck, but so far, he survived it.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.